What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. Today, we're going to be talking about some lifestyle stuff, more so on the topic of the things that didn't work out and the things that were not meant for us. So, prior to this episode, I was actually thinking hard if I already recorded an episode like this. I mean, maybe I have, but then, I don't know, like, core topic wise, I'm not too sure. So, even if I have, I'm sure I'm gonna be talking about some new points than the previous ones that for that episode that I did. So anywho, let's talk about things that didn't work out for us, right? Yeah, I know, so super sad and depressing, but no, I swear, the message here is gonna be really nice to hear in the end. Okay, so things that didn't work out for us, things that didn't go as we planned, things that were not meant for us in the long run. It sucks. It freaking sucks, doesn't it? It sucks to experience such a letdown. It sucks to experience disappointment of any kind. It sucks in general. However, for the past several months, I've just been thinking about this topic at hand today and how... And this kind of like universal ideology, this general ideology of there's always good in everything. Obviously, circumstantially, that theory, that concept isn't always true because realistically, some things really do suck and you can't really ever find the good in it because it just really freaking sucks, and you know that just comes with acceptance. And even if it does really suck and there's nothing really good to say about it, you know, just kind of move on and accept that it will forever suck. But for other things, I believe for most things, there is always good to see and to realize and to understand. And I've just been ruminating on this thought for like a good, I guess, couple months, you could say. And honestly, the biggest thing I've learned so far when things don't work out and when things are not meant to be in the long run is the lesson, the valuable life lesson of protection. Because if you look at it from an expansive lens, you know, from a general lens of when things don't go our way, whether a job, whether a life event, whether a relationship, a friendship, just anything in general, really. You know, if you really think about it, and let's say time has passed since you've been rejected from that job, since you didn't get a promotion, since that relationship, you know, crumbled, since that friendship faded away. If you really think about it, yeah, I truly believe that whatever doesn't go as we planned, it is truly for our own good, because it is the universe, or whatever you believe in, whether God or, you know, whatever, it is those forces protecting you from what might have been. And the thing is, you know, y'all's listening probably are like, what do you mean, like, protecting me? You know, because sometimes the things that we thought we really, really wanted, you know, there's always this attachment that comes with it. Whether attachment of a promising, prosperous future, a happier, more joyous life, more money, better way of living, or just a closer connection, you know, if that's a friendship for you. Oftentimes, the things that we want are usually attached to our desires and our hopes that somebody, that someone is finally going to love us back, or they are loving us back, you know, or we finally have company, we're not alone anymore, or we finally have way more money than we have ever had, and now we're stable and financially free. So yeah, usually the thoughts like that are attached to our hopes and our dreams and the things that we want. So when it comes to that caliber of hoping and dreaming and looking forward to experiencing that life with somebody, that amount of money that we would receive if we were to get promoted, or if we were to have that job, or that company, we were to maintain that friendship with that person. But what if the universe knew something that you didn't? Right? Not just that, but also in the long run, what if there were moments that could have happened to you and the job or the person that you were dating or that you were friends with that would have put you in a worse position than you already are? I'm just saying, I've been a big believer on this method, on this mindset lately, that whatever hasn't happened, I don't want to put it like that. Whatever didn't end up happening, whatever you realized was not meant for you in the long run, it is that way for a very, very good reason. And that reason is usually because probably the set of events or the type of person, everything it required you to be, whether a relationship, a friendship, or a job, it probably in the long run was not aligned with your highest self. This might sound pretty pessimistic. However, if that job, if that promotion, if that person you dated, if that friend that you were close to was really good for you in the long run, wouldn't you think that you would have had it? Like, they would still be here? That you guys would still be in contact? That you would have been offered the promotion? That you would have been offered the job? I'm just saying, whatever you believe in, you know, a higher power upstairs truly, truly, you know, knows all, knows you, all of you, to the point where it knows what's good for you and what is not good for you, to the point where it will do whatever it takes to protect you from what isn't good for you in the long run. Like, for example, if it's a job or a promotion right? Like, if it's a job that you applied for and that you were so hopeful to get, and you swear that you were like a really good fit for that position, and they chose somebody else, you know, or the portal for applications has closed, and yeah, again, they chose somebody else. That is the universe protecting you from what could have been a really bad experience with a really bad boss, you know, or a toxic workplace environment, or coworkers that you didn't mesh well, get along with, and at the end of the day couldn't have had a really good sense of collaboration with. If it's a promotion, you know, maybe it was the universe's way of protecting you from an insane workload that would have burnt you out so bad, that maybe you would have started to experience like health problems from it, or like, yeah, maybe the workload would have been so much that you would have unfortunately started to neglect your social life and your family life and, you know, your friends, and then relationships, you know. If that person was not for you, that was the universe's way of protecting you from what could have been. Like, maybe they would have cheated on you, or maybe they would have just continued lying to your face. Maybe the toxicity that you were experiencing before would have just amped up in the future to the point where it would have led to something not so great to experience in this lifetime. Maybe they would have drained your energy if you guys chose to continue on the relationship. Maybe you would have ended up losing yourself. And then in friendships, you know, that didn't really work out, and that really just began to fizzle out, you know? Maybe both of y'all's lives were just, you know, on two different directions, that the universe knew that your friend that you just lost touch with, you know, is leading a more busier schedule, and you're on a completely different path. So, you know, universally, how could two paths like that, you know, maintain a stable enough friendship that could contribute to the strength of it all? Or maybe they were just treating you really badly and not being, you know, a good friend, where maybe you were in a boat where your friend would just constantly like talk down to you, constantly belittle you and make fun of you and talk behind your back, and you were just that person who just took it because, you know, it was good to have company around. And obviously the universe would do its best to take out somebody like that in any one of ours' lives. But like, do you guys see what I mean, right? Like, the things that didn't happen for us, the things that didn't go as planned, that we're not meant to be at all. I'm not trying to come off like intense AF here, but like, you know, some of those things that did not happen for us, tiny percentage of it could have could have led to a pretty dicey future. If you think about it, there's always that possibility, you know, because you never know. And that's why whenever things don't work out, whenever things aren't meant to be, it's still a good thing. it's still a beautiful thing. Because protection, the essence, the element of protection is a good and beautiful thing. Like, who wants to burn out and end up with health conditions? You know, who wants to work for a pretty bad boss or coworkers that you don't mesh well with, that you can't even, you know, do great work with as a team? You know, who wants to get cheated on? You know, I don't know anybody who wants to get cheated on. And who likes toxicity? Like, literally, purposely, who likes toxicity? And who wants to continue bathing in toxicity to the point where it grows into a monster? Again, that's why it's a really great thing when things don't work out. Because to be protected, I'm speaking from a spiritual sense right now, because if y'all know me personally, I'm a very, very spiritual person. So yeah, spiritually, you know, when things don't work out, you're like kind of put into this beautiful bubble of protection. And it's such a beautiful little thought to think about that a higher power, the universe, cares about you and loves you enough to put you in this cocoon of protection to make sure, you know, that your life doesn't go into shambles. Like, yes, all of us have experienced turmoil and disappointments and heartache in our lives, but on top of that, I also believe that whatever we have experienced, heartache, turmoil, devastation, and I'm not truly speaking, you know, circumstantially to each of our situations that we've been through, but as a general thought, I honestly believe that all of that could have been worse. And again, it's that protection, it's that universal spiritual protection from upstairs that is such a beautiful thing to have in our lives. Like, I don't know if this is TMI, but I am ready to talk about it slowly. Like, for example, I had to end my engagement with my now ex that I was with for 6 years. And hell to the yes, it was fucking painful to go through in those early days. I mean, still is sort of a fresh wound, but I'm glad it's been more than 6 months that I've been doing the work and doing the healing. But yeah, that type of heartache and sorrow and despair and all the depressing terminology we all can come up with when it comes to a broken engagement. Of course it hurt, right? Of course it was devastating. But I truly believe, now that I've done, you know, more than a bit of healing, I truly believe that it could have been worse. Right? Like, I could have ended the engagement, not at that specific time. Like, it could have crumbled, I don't know, like, 6 months in, more than 6 months in, when we would have already, booked venues, planned the engagement party, bought our outfits for each, like, event that led up to the wedding. And if that would have happened, that would have honestly added to the stress and low-key trauma of that event itself, because not only would I have been dealing with broken-ass heart and heartache in general, but I probably would have probably wanted to like tear my hair out, because I would have had to call every single venue that I would have I already had reservations at, and dates, like set dates, and freaking deposits that I already would have had made to these venues. And then, I don't know, freaking maybe invitations would have been distributed, and we would have had more and more people just getting super duper excited for the wedding day. And then, you know, if I had canceled, like called off the engagement, like not at that specific day, but like several months after, it would have been, oh my, it would have been a hot fucking mess. And I'm gonna comment on this as well, but not too long, because I don't know, just airing out dirty, very dirty laundry on a public domain isn't too classy. But I will say it briefly, just for context. So, like, I think it could have been worse if I hadn't ever broken the engagement and I went on to marry the guy. Yeah, I think it could have been worse like that, because, you know, for the past few months of just, of processing that everything, of what has happened, in the last 6 years of my life as a girlfriend, let's just say that if I had continued on with the marriage and I would have became his wife, I don't think it would have been a stable marriage, and I don't think I would have been satisfied or just honestly happy in the long run, you know, with everything that I have processed in my mind and what has gone on in, you know, the past 6 years of my life. So yeah. But you see, guys, right? Like, whenever, like, things that we had hoped for to happen doesn't happen because it was not meant for us, it's always a good thing, you know? Because things could have taken a worser toll. You see, I don't know about each of y'all's situations or past circumstances that you've had in your life, but I'm sure that all of us have had our share of devastation and heartache and tragedy in our lives that have happened so far. And I am sorry that all of us have gone through this so far. But yeah, if you think about it, you know, through the heartache, through the sadness, through the tears, through our broken heart, there were still truly things that could have been, and that could have practically affected us in a really bad way. Yeah, I think with this podcast episode tonight, I just want all of y'all's listening to think about the things that didn't end up happening in your life, the things that were not meant to be. And I want you to think about it and smile about it, because I'm sure all of us have had our share of thinking about it and either, you know, tearing up, getting angry, just, or thinking about it 100 times a day. what we could have done better. I'm sure all of us have already had our time doing all of that. So, this time, I want y'all to think about one or even a few of the things that didn't really go as planned in your life. And I want y'all to look at it in a completely different lens. Because again, that is the universe protecting you. Because you matter. You are special. You are valuable. And the universe will protect you no matter what it takes. Always. Okay. I think I just did my clothes for the episode today. As always, thank you for listening to Outside the Litter Box. And also, I hope y'all really did learn something new, something, you know, a new perspective, new viewpoint today, because life has a lot of disappointments, and I feel with that amount of hurdles we constantly have to jump, or no, not jump over, just go through in life. I feel like we need a fresh perspective, you know, or just another way to look at it, and not so much get consumed by the fact that something didn't work out, because it's always gonna suck, right? At first, but when you think about it in the long run, you know, it's literally like you being protected at the highest order of the universe. And when you think about it like that, like it's such a great and beautiful thing to really ruminate and think about during your day, you know? Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.